Hey everyone, and welcome to, well, your deep dive. We're going really personal this time, getting up close and personal with the wild world of online dating. Yeah, we're talking about everything from vanilla encounters to, well, let's just say some more adventurous territory.
Exactly. And to guide us through this landscape, we've got a fascinating blog post from a self-described mindful modern mistress. She's got some seriously interesting insights on different platforms like, you know, FetLife, Tinder, Bumble, even Adult Friend Finder.
So to be clear, we're talking about three very different corners of the online dating world. You've got FetLife, which, and you probably already know this, is all about the BDSM and kink community. Then you've got the mainstream apps, your Tinders and Bumbles. And then there's Adult Friend Finder, which, I mean, the name kind of gives away, right?
Right. And what's so fascinating is how she navigates all three.
Yeah.
It's like she's giving us this really unique window into these subcultures, each with their own like motives and expectations and even their own lingo. And she doesn't shy away from the nitty-gritty.
Yeah, and what I found really surprising was how positive she was about FetLife. I mean, that's a platform that some people might find, well, a little intimidating to say the least.
You'd think, right? Like a community known for pushing boundaries would be, well, a lot to handle. But she actually found the opposite. More respect, more self-awareness, like even a refreshing level of directness.
Huh. It's like that old saying, honesty is the best policy, but in like a whole different context. So she's saying that when everyone's upfront about what they're into, it actually creates a safer and more respectful environment.
That's what it seems like. She even gave FetLife a B+ rating, can you believe it? And you know what impressed her the most? Their community standards. She talks about how they really emphasize consent and communication, making sure everyone's on the same page.
That's wild. And it kind of makes you think maybe there's something to that, right? Like maybe those clear expectations actually lead to a more, well, mindful experience overall.
It definitely challenges some assumptions. And it makes you wonder if that level of transparency is possible in a space that's, you know, often seen as taboo, then maybe there's hope for other corners of the dating world too.
It's like maybe honesty really is the best policy. But speaking of honesty, let's talk about her experiences on Tinder and Bumble, where things took a little bit of a, well, a nosedive.
From the digital dungeon to the land of swiping left and right. And yeah, seems like our blogger wasn't quite as charmed.
Yeah, she called Tinder and Bumble the land of the fuckboys. And honestly, who hasn't been there? Am I right? Like, especially for women, that's got to be a universal experience.
Oh, tell me about it. And you can tell she's speaking from experience, too. She gave those apps a D.
Ouch.
Yeah, ouch is right. And she did not hold back on the reasons. Superficiality, ghosting, that whole pressure to present this, like, picture perfect version of yourself. It's exhausting.
It's like, what's even the point? You know, if all you're doing is swiping through these like curated highlight reels, are you really connecting with anyone?
That's the million-dollar question. And it sounds like for her, the answer was a big fat no. She was really craving those genuine connections, you know, meaningful conversations, shared values, the kind of stuff that's hard to find when you're just judging someone on a couple of photos and a witty bio.
Well, and she actually uses this phrase in her blog that I thought was really interesting, the gamification of attraction.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. So she's saying that it's like we're so hooked on that dopamine hit of a match, of a new possibility, that we forget to actually like slow down and see if there's any real substance there.
It's like we're stuck in this constant state of what's next, you know, and in that process, we might be missing out on something that's actually right in front of us.
Okay, so we've talked about FetLife, which she surprisingly loved, and Tinder and Bumble, which were a big thumbs down. So where does Adult Friend Finder fall on the spectrum?
Yes, Adult Friend Finder, the platform that, shall we say, has a bit of a reputation.
That's putting it mildly, and her take on it is fascinating because it's like she experienced two completely different platforms under the same name.
Well, she did. She's comparing her experiences from a decade ago to her recent foray back into the fray. And let's just say, a lot can change in 10 years, both in the digital world and the bedroom.
And that's actually a really important point she makes in her blog about how online platforms are kind of like neighborhoods, you know, they evolve over time.
Totally. New faces, new vibes, maybe even a few new coffee shops popping up. What was once the trendy spot to be can quickly become, well, a little less exciting.
Or even a little sketchy, let's be honest.
Right. It sounds like Adult Friend Finder might fall into that category. She actually calls out some pretty serious safety concerns, especially for women, which is, you know, always something to be mindful of.
Yeah, like those paywalls they've implemented. Apparently, those make it harder to communicate and really vet potential matches, which is kind of counterintuitive for a platform that's supposed to be about, well, finding a connection.
It's true. And it speaks to that broader issue of online safety, right? Mm-hmm. No matter what platform you're on, you got to prioritize your well-being, do your research, and trust your gut.
Always good advice. But okay, here's where things get really interesting. So despite these concerns, she actually credits Adult Friend Finder with some of her most meaningful long-term relationships. We're talking like an 8-year-plus romance, people.
That is quite the endorsement.
Yeah.
It seems our blogger went into it with an open mind and clear expectations, which just goes to show you never really know where you'll find a connection.
It's like the platform itself was just a backdrop, you know? What really mattered was her willingness to put herself out there and be open to the possibilities.
It's a good reminder that sometimes the most unexpected places can lead to the most profound connections. It's less about the platform and more about the energy you bring to it, wouldn't you say?
It really makes you think twice about those snap judgments we make about online spaces, huh?
It really does. Like, her story shows that real connection, it can pop up in the most unexpected corners of the internet. It's not always about the platform itself, but how you choose to, you know, exist in that space, what you're looking for, the energy you're putting out there.
She even talks about how back then Adult Friend Finder had a different vibe. It was less about, you know, just hooking up and more about finding people who got you.
Kind of like the early days of the internet, right? Yep. All those forums where people with niche interests could connect no matter where they were in the world. There's something kind of magical about that, you know?
Totally. And it sounds like, at least back then, Adult Friend Finder had that same sense of community, like a place where people felt comfortable being themselves, even if those selves were, well, a little outside the mainstream.
And maybe that's the key, right? That sense of belonging, of mm-hmm. shared values. Maybe that's what actually allowed those deeper connections to grow. It challenges that whole idea that these spaces are inherently superficial.
It's like no matter where you meet, a library or a digital playground, it's those deeper things that matter. Shared values, respect, the willingness to be open with each other. That's where love comes from, right?
Beautifully said. And it brings up such an important question, especially these days. Like, in a world that's so focused on algorithms and instant gratification, how do we cultivate those deeper connections? How do we stay true to ourselves in these, well, kind of overwhelming digital landscapes?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And while we might not have all the answers, what we do have is, hopefully, a fresh perspective. A reminder that online dating, it's not just about swiping left or right. It's about intention, authenticity, and, you know, being open to the unexpected.
Exactly. Different platforms, they cater to different needs, and that's okay. What matters is finding what feels right for you. Mm. Stay true to your values and never, ever compromise your safety or your well-being.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So whether you're just dipping your toes into the online dating pool or you're a seasoned pro, remember this. The most important thing you bring to the table is you. Be bold, be authentic, be open to possibilities. You never know, your person might be just a click away.
And on that note, we'll leave you to ponder those possibilities. Until next time, happy dating.
Take care, everyone.